When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullis, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button. That way you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. Three brand new interviews every week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. All the usual places, including Spotify and Apple Podcast at NPR. Consequence, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And in fact, if you do it, if you subscribe at Apple Podcasts, you've actually got a chance to win some exclusive Consequence merch. You see, because we're trying to spread the word as far as we can about this podcast, about Kyle Meredith With. But we need your help to do that. If you love our show as much as we like bringing it to you, we need you to hop over to Apple Podcasts, hit the follow button, leave us a review. Not only is it quick and easy way to show your support, but you'll also get a chance to win some of that Consequence merch I was just talking about. So just head to the link in the show notes and submit your info along with a screenshot of your review. And we'll be shouting out the winners all December, so make sure to follow and review soon. And as if you need more reasons to subscribe, my recent guests have actually included ex-ambassadors, the band Chicago, REM, the cast of Goosebumps, the director of Hunger Games, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Dolly Parton, Rufus Wainwright, Bush, Johnny Marr, Everclear, Paul Rogers of Bad Company, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're going to be talking about a new movie on Netflix called Family Switch with director McGee. The movie, which stars Jennifer Garner, Ed Helms, Emma Myers, and a lineup of great cameos, finds a chance encounter with an astrological reader, played by Rita Moreno, that causes the Walkers, that's the family, to wake up in a full body switch between all of the members of the family. Son and dad trade places, each other's body, mom and daughter, and even baby and dog trade places with each other's body. So McGee is going to tell us about why he wanted to add to the canon of body switch movies, you know, like Vice Versa and Freaky Friday, what it was like to workshop with the actors for each of them to play against their age, and having Jennifer Garner cook for everyone at her home in order to bring them all closer together. Now, McGee, he got his starts back in the 90s, making some of the biggest music videos of that decade and the 2000s for bands like Korn, Smash Mouth, Sugar Ray, Bare Naked Ladies, tons of others. So we're going to discuss how that part of his career still influences, you know, what he does now, how he got those incredible colors in those music videos that became part of his calling card, and how he got Weezer to be in this movie, in Family Switch, as well as the cover song jam session that they had with Ed Helms between takes. So it's all that and more. Let's talk Family Switch, out now on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with McGee.
Kyle, there's something very bizarre happening right now.
What's that?
I attribute it to your magic. Just as you came on, it started raining in Los Angeles, which is extremely rare. Is that a Depeche Mode poster in your midst?
I got Depeche Mode, I got Cat Power, I got Bowie, and I won't even try to hide my fandom for the music videos that you've done in the past, by the way. I'll start out there. So, well, snow in Los Angeles, I mean, rain in Los Angeles, you've got snow in Los Angeles in the movie anyway, so I feel like this is right on target for what you got going on. Congratulations on Family Switch. Honestly, and I mean this is such a fun and funny movie. Laugh out loud moments and absurd humor that I really just don't see on TV anymore.
Delighted to hear it. I mean, that's the goal of the movie, is that we want to provide those laugh out loud moments, but we also want to provide a lot of heart and maybe even a tear along the way. So it's just dimensionalized entertainment, which is what I loved growing up with Big and Home Alone and the greats of the genre. So that was our hope, to contribute to that.
And speaking of the genre, I mean, I guess the Switch film can be a genre now that we've had several of them, and you all do a great moment of kind of recognizing that in the film. You know, my first one I remember was Vice Versa, and of course they go on through there. Beyond the obvious self-referential parts, do you look at any of that as a template, or you just sort of forget that it exists?
Oh no, I'm very much aware of that. And it was funny, because when I was first circling this film, I thought to myself, have I ever seen a Body Switch movie I didn't like? I mean, I'm taking it back to the original Freaky Friday way back when, on through the newer Freaky Friday, to The Change Up, to Jumanji, you name it. I seem to enjoy all of them. And what also appealed to me was the idea of making a live action Pixar movie, where it was very intelligent, but it was easy to access and something that the whole family could sit down and really enjoy together. And I love escapist entertainment. I love The Sound of Music. I love Gone with the Wind. And, you know, I love Taxi Driver. So you name it. If it's fully entertaining and engrossing, I'm just a big fan of the movies. And hopefully we made a movie that's easy to watch and everybody to agree upon.
When you have something like this, you know, I was thinking like how easy it would be to overplay the character, to overplay being old, to overplay being young. Is this a moment where you have your actors study each other? I mean, do you just put your trust in them? How does that part come in?
No, we workshop those changes a lot. And it's funny, because when you cast, you're like, okay, you're this person. Oh, but you're this person too. It's truly, you got to play two characters. And to make it fun and engaging, you have to create tremendous separation between those two characters. You look at Ed and you look at Brady, you know, the Brady character of Wyatt is really stiff and mathematic, and he's like a Wes Anderson character. And you look at Ed's Bill, and he's like the rock and roll cool dad that was in Maroon 6. So then they got a switch, and it's super fun for those guys to do it. And the same thing with Jen and Emma. Jen's, you know, having a good time being a mom, trying to keep all the trains running on time and doing the best she can to juggle her work life and her personal life and be that octopus that a mom has to be. And Emma's character of Cece wanting to play soccer, a little bit of a social justice warrior, idealized, this is the privilege of teenage youth. And just those switches were so fun. And it was just so great to watch Jen Garner be both the buttoned up adult and the footloose and fancy free kid.
And we'll be right back right after this. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I live in Kentucky in the Midwest, and allergies, yeah, I suffer. When I say I suffer from allergies, I suffer from allergies. And around here, everyone I know deals with allergies to some degree. And for a long time, I thought it was just something that I would have to live with, which is a real problem for anything, but especially when you're a radio host. It affects my voice, it affects my mood, it affects everything. And I feel like I've tried all the medicines. Some of them work better than others, but there's never a perfect one out there, especially because some of them take forever to actually work and some of them don't work at all. And then there's Astapro, the fastest solution to nasal allergy symptoms. It's what I use now, and it's definitely changed my life. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. With all the pollen in the air, with all the dust around the corners of the house, even with the allergies I have from my dog, Astapro has been the nasal spray that has helped me with all of my allergies. And it can help you too. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astepro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with McG.
And you're naming these people, but I mean, the cast, the Rolodex on this is quite nice. I mean, Rita Moreno, Fortune Feimster, Paul Scheer, Pete Holmes, Matthias Schweighofer, Howie Mandel, and you've got Weezer. How did that happen?
Well, I'm obsessed with Weezer, so Straight Stalking got that done. I've been chasing Rivers Cuomo around since 93. So that blue record really knocked me out. And ever since the Sweater Song, I've been blown away by his craftsmanship and his approach to the world. And he didn't disappoint when we finally started working together. He had just returned from a 2-week silence retreat. And I'm like, of course you did, Rivers. I would expect nothing else.
I know, you know, that's always fun, I think, to see the bands on the screen, you know, bands trying to act. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's not. You know, you put them on the stage and they're fine when you take them away. Is there any good, you know, kind of a, I don't know, is there any good story of having Brian and Rivers there on the scenes where they're not playing?
Yeah, I mean, it was really fun watching them jam with Ed Helms, who's a terribly accomplished musician. You see him playing piano in The Hangover. He's a great banjo player. So in between takes, when we were doing that big concert series at the end, they would play different songs, and they played The Rover by Led Zeppelin, and then they played all these different songs and some old blues standards. They were just all over the place, and the kids were going crazy, and it really made for a fun and bouncy set that I think ultimately showed up in the movie.
I hope there's some bonus footage of that eventually makes its way out.
Yeah, we have it, so it'd be fun to watch. We had like 10 cameras going that day, so yeah, that's the fun of social media. You can sneak all those things out.
Now, for you having the music background, do you know the music when you're shooting? I mean, like Seven Nation Army kind of makes it into the movie anyway when the band's playing that. But you know, looking at some of the soundtrack too with Shoop and I Would Do Anything for Love, Bust a Move, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight, We're Gonna Make It After All. Like, do you know these as you're doing them?
Largely, yes, because I see films in a musical capacity and vice versa. I remember as a little kid, I'd listen to the record player and I would act out visually the song I was listening to from Boston's first record or Fleetwood Mac. I'm dating myself, don't judge. And I've always just sort of felt very, very emotionally connected to sound and vision. It's why I called my company Wonderland Sound and Vision. I like the David Bowie song. You've got David Bowie in your room, but I put equal weight on that which is visual and that which is sonic. So I always try to make movies where you could turn the picture off and just listen to the movie and understand exactly what's going on because of the music and, of course, the dialogue and the sonic landscape, but then conversely turn the sound off and just watch it. And it would also make perfect sense. And then should you marry them up together, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And it's that chocolate and that peanut butter that makes the Reese's.
Yeah, I will say, you know, I did go back and watched many of the videos that you made last night after I'd done the research for this. Do you find that still influences you, maybe in the way you're already talking, but specifically the way you shot those, which you had such a distinct, you know, shoot that you would do, you know, a look. Do you find that carries over into what you're doing now?
Yeah, I mean, just in those early days, I thought it was novel and interesting to shoot like Busby Berkeley and make everything big and spectacular because we were all living such boring, tracked home, crappy, imaginative, free lives that I wanted to create something that was so much more extraordinary than the life I was living. And I think I still do that, you know, with the Charlie's Angels stuff or TV shows like The OC or Supernatural, and then a movie like Family Switch, where they're colorful and fun and magical. And that's everything I love about Viva Las Vegas and Singing in the Rain and La La Land and Forrest Gump. I just like larger than life entertainment. And this is my effort to keep that wheel turning.
Now, I don't know if it's a trade secret, but how did you make the greens look the way you made the greens look in your videos?
Well, those were the early days of the digital intermediate. So you shoot on film and you had to transfer to videotape. And when you did that, it goes through a machine that process is called the DI process, the digital intermediate. And you can crank the colors to places that are impossible to achieve in real life. And I always loved the colorization of the Wizard of Oz so much. I wanted to bring that much stimulus and excitement to the music videos at the time. And I sort of built my brand having one foot in the color of what Hype Williams was doing with all the hip hop videos with Puffy and Mace and those guys. But then in the shenanigans of Spike Jonze, who was doing the Weezer videos, you know, he did that Buddy Holly video that cut Weezer into the Happy Days footage that was so iconic, the Sabotage video with the Beastie Boys. I kind of lived a little bit in Spike's world, a little bit in Hype's world. And it was the color and the pop and the bounce of that Hype Williams world that I locked into forever. And I've never turned my back on it since, because I just like to be blown away by movies. I like to just be completely transported and taken away from my life and lost in the film for 2 hours. And hopefully Family Switch does that.
Well, I can say what you did back then, absolutely. I think of those colors. I think of those big moments that you're talking about. When I saw this movie, and it was that thing, when I saw Family Switch, it's like, oh yeah, oh right. I feel like I don't want to say it's nostalgic in a way where I feel like I'm back in the 90s, because this movie ain't that, although there's lots of references. But I had that same feeling that I remember feeling when I saw those music videos. So I can only throw you the compliments there.
You're very kind to say so. I mean, maybe somebody will bust out with, you know, hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, you know, in the middle of it. And that video, I really cranked the greens on, to say the least. That one in Santeria by Sublime. The greens in Santeria were turned up to 11, as they say.
And it should be noted, the blues and fastballs the way, a nice contrast.
I love that. Isn't that a great one? I remember doing that stunt where the guy jumped off the roof. We're like, I hope he's going to make it. And the stunt guy was like, no problem. And he was right. We were wrong. But that was scary looking down, to say the least.
I love them all. And I know I could go. That's a different interview. I was hanging out with Stephen Page the other day. We were talking about the 1 week video in Mungo City and on and on.
And we'll be right back right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with McG.
The other thing I was curious about as a director, when you've got a cast like this, when you've got a cast that's so big and so many great names, do you have a routine of getting, I mean, I don't know how many of them you knew going in, but I know for some people, there is a bit of that routine to get the trust, to get the friendship going with everyone. Do you kind of have one of those?
Yeah, and I think there's no substitute for time spent. I mean, we did a lot of time together in pre-production, hanging out as a family. And it really rubbed off on the movie. And I got to give it credit to Jen for that one. She would bring everybody over to her house and she would literally cook. And it was Ed and it was Emma and it was Brady and me. And you just can't believe the degree to which you get to know each other outside of work. And then she knew what she was doing. A, she did it because it's fun and she's a good person. But she also did it because she knew it would benefit the film. And she was right. It worked really, really well. And I think that's why you see the natural quality of those family dynamics. It's because we did the work and really hung out and lived as a family prior to making the film and all throughout the making of the film.
Well, there's so many great moments in it. I know we didn't even talk about the baby and the dog, which, you know, as I talk about absurdist humor, I think that's one of the best parts of it.
But... yeah, the dog, we had two dogs, two babies. We did what we could, but they both the dogs and both the babies turned out to be wonderful thespians. They hit their mark. They did what they had to do. And with great regularity, I would tease Jen and Ed and the kids like, why can't you guys be like Pickles? Pickles hits his mark and does the line. And then they would, you know, give it right back to me. The baby would even get involved with a new first word on the set. I'd be like, you see that?
I saw the outtakes with the throwing. It just kept throwing the thing and saying the throwing the doll.
Right, yeah, on.
Well, I know that old adage, you know, never work with children or pets. So I'm glad that doesn't ring true for you on that one. So that's,
well, I mean, listen, there are some tricky moments along the way, but it's well worth it's the aggravation that creates the pearl.
Well, sir, seriously, it's such a fun movie. Congratulations on this one. I love what you're doing. I'm so glad I got to talk about the music videos too. That's been so important. It's really been a pleasure.
I love the way you've done your room there. It's so fantastic. I mean, I want to come over and listen to some records. We can hang out. We can keep it new like Cat Power. Wowzer.
It's, yeah, and it just keeps going around the room, by the way. So you're invited over anytime.
Well, I love music, and, you know, that's what I do. People go, what do you do for fun? I'm like, unwind and listen to music. to this day, it's my passion.
That's the best right there.
Right now, my friend, have a great afternoon.
And my thanks to McG. The new movie Family Switch is out now on Netflix. Thanks, of course, to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. And again, you can do it anywhere you get podcasts. But if you subscribe at Apple Podcasts, leave a review, then head to the show notes in this series and send us a screenshot of that review. You might win some cool Consequence merchandise. That's over at Apple Podcasts when you subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You get best in new music. There's bonus interviews, music news. Again, 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. And I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.